Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, great comments. Dave says if you guys don't win some sort of award for that segment, he's filing a grievance with SAG-AFTRA. Lynn King says, oh my gosh, guys, I'm trying to drive and I'm laughing, crying, and Kathy wins the day with now I gotta go debone a chicken.
Aaron Gonzo.
Kathy, I'm a seasoned pro and I didn't get to that one.
That's a good one.
That's really good.
Oh, man.
So, on Baby Muppets, was Gonzo into, like, baby chicks?
I think just regular chickens. Like,
little...
Well, I'm not going to say that.
No, you got it.
Like, MILF chickens.
MILF chickens.
He was into Mrs. Robinson.
Chilfs. Brad Young is hung up. he's above chilfs, for the love of God.
Well, Gonzo's not.
Brad's afraid of getting...
Sometimes he is.
Brad's afraid he's going to get disbarred if he says anything on this segment.
You know, I have nothing to comment on that. No words, no analysis, nothing.
God, the Muppets are awesome when you talk about it this way.
Yeah.
Yeah, now you like the Muppets.
When you look at them as an adult, you're like, wait a minute, a lot of that's creepy.
A lot of it's creepy. Rach is in love over there.
I love Robin the Frog. He's so cute.
She's like Googling galleries of Robin the
Frog. Kind of.
For a little Gonzo over there.
I know what we're all getting her for Christmas this year.
Yeah.
Little Robin the Frogs.
Oh, he is cute.
He's adorable. Look at this little cutie.
I can't get past the poor chickens now that I know this.
Yeah. I don't like knowing it either.
That they only exist to be deboned.
Yeah.
That's their only function.
Yeah, it was like the actor ad-libbed a couple of lines and they were like, what if we write in that he's sexually obsessed with chickens? And then that took off for the next 40 years of his character.
Right.
Oh my
okay.
God.
Okay, lock it up.
Yeah, time lock to lock in.
Here All right. we go. Okay.
All right.
Attorney Brad Young is with us and I had more jokes, but I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it to Brad. He's a nice man. Brad, help us understand this tariffs deal. Wheels and I were having a debate the other day whether tariffs in general are the purview of the chief executive or Congress. And I guess the question is both, depending on how they're done, right?
Well, you've got to understand the historical context here, guys. And this sounds really boring after talking about chicken sex perv. So this sounds really dull and boring.
That's okay. But we need it.
Okay. But under the Constitution, I think it's in Article 1, it specifically says that Congress has the power to impose tariffs. But going back more than 100 years, Congress is like, we don't want to do this. We want to shove this off to the president. And so there have been multiple laws over the past 125 years where Congress has given this power to the president because they don't want to have to deal with it. And so that's where this comes into play. Now, what the court ruled yesterday, it was the International Court of Trade. What they did was that they only invalidated Trump's use of tariffs under one specific law that was passed in 1977. So it's called the IEEPA. You don't care what that means, but it was passed in 77. The court invalidated that. Trump has said to the court, either you put a stay on this order or we're going to appeal it to the Supremes on Friday. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. But Trump has lots of other laws that he can fall back on to impose tariffs. And it's kind of like this. Let me give you this example. Remember during the Biden administration, he would cancel student debt.
All right.
It would go up to the Supreme Court. Supremes would say, you can't do that. He'd say, aw, shucks. He'd come back and he'd cancel them again under a different legal theory. Then he'd go back up to the Supreme Court. They'd say, you can't do that. That's the game that Trump is going to play here. So just because it's invalidated under one law doesn't mean that his ability to impose tariffs is going to be invalidated under all laws.
What do you think? Have you seen the taco stuff, Brad?
Yes. What does it stand for? Trump always chickens out.
Right.
Oh, chickens back in it.
Yeah.
Again with the chickens.
The word of the day.
Gonzo, I said pluck the chickens. It was Wheeler.
I didn't say that.
He got really mad at a CNBC reporter for asking him about that.
Did he?
Yeah, he like called her nasty.
It was a nasty question.
Yeah,
it's not a nasty question. He's going to get nasty now, because don't you agree, Brad, that once you call him out on something, now he's like a schoolyard bully. He's going to double down.
Oh, absolutely. Just think about Rosie O'Donnell in the debates back in 2016. So, yeah, he's going to have a vengeance here. And he's probably going to make even more mistakes when it comes to these tariffs, because, listen, tariffs are a problem. It messes with our economic system. It raises prices for everyone. I'm a free trade guy. I don't like any tariffs. And if you have to have some, make them as small as possible. But but he loves them. But right now, unless the Supreme Court overturns this decision from yesterday, he's going to continue, but using different laws.
So this next story is really interesting to me. A kid wore a T-shirt, I'm guessing to high school, that said there are only two genders. And now the courts have to take up whether that is free speech or whether the school can say, take that shirt off.
Exactly. And it was a two gender type shirt. And the school said, you can't do that. And so that really drives home this idea, though, Dave, that even though students do have rights under the Constitution, no question about it, they don't have the same level of rights as adults do. For example, if your kid is hiding weed in his locker, the school doesn't have to go out and get a search warrant to search the locker. They can come in and take it. If the school newspaper wants to print something, the school can come in and say, no, you're not going to out this particular teacher for liking chickens. You're not going to do that. So there's no freedom of speech. And so likewise, in this case, the standard going back to the 1960s, when kids were wearing armbands to protest the Vietnam War, a lot of these cases came out. Specifically, it was, you can control the students can, they have free speech up to the point where it becomes a disruption to the classroom. Mm-hmm. And if that standard is met, schools can clamp down on free speech.
Boy, that's the kind of thing, Brad, that I would picture a law school professor doing the Socratic method on. What does that mean? disrupts the class. What if the people are just very, very sensitive? Should that matter? What if they're very calloused and they don't get upset about anything? Should that matter?
Exactly. And it also goes back to the old standards, Dave, and you dealt with this in law school when the court had to wrestle with the pornography cases.
Yeah.
And you had to apply community standards. Well, the community standards in Des Moines, Iowa are different than the community standards in San Francisco. So did that mean that porn could be shown in San Francisco, but not in Des Moines? I mean, that was how they wrestled with that. And I think that same level of subjectivity applies to these free speech cases for students, because you're right. Some students would be, oh, my goodness, you know, we're going to take a knee and we're snowflakes and we can't handle hearing this. And other kids would be like, hey, say what you want. I don't care. So, yeah, it is very, very subjective.
Yeah. Interesting. OK, Brad, we apologize.
Back to the Muppets jokes.
No apologies. Listen, there's a couple attorneys in town that call me the Statler and Waldorf of the legal profession. So
that's great.
Listen, I'm a big Muppets fan.
Awesome. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
All right. Anytime.
Craig says, have you ever spatchcocked a chicken? Gonzo's a pro at it.
I don't know what that means.
I do. It's funny.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it. I mean, it sounds funny.
It's when you cut the backbone and then you flatten it out.
Oh, yeah, I did not know that.
You can
crack the breastbone.
Boy, can't you.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very, very satisfying.
It really is.
I did not know this.
Mm-hmm. Think when Kermit and Miss Piggy did it, they called it pork and beans?
Where are
the beans?
Yeah, where's the beans?
Oh, they're there. They're there.
So you know where the pork is.
Oh, man. So weird. That whole show was weird. You think everybody that made up those shows was on drugs?
I hope so.
It's crazy it's had such staying power.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
My
we're
dad
still
loved
talking
it.
About it. 2025.
I mean, all the biggest celebrities were on that show.
Yeah.
Like, it was a weekly show, right? Was it every Sunday or
feels
something
like
that?
Feels like
and
it.
They always had famous guests, like Saturday Night Live caliber guests.
They seemed to always be quality, too. Like, all the movies were good, too.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And Christmas Carol scared me.
Did it?
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
Scary Michael ghost.
Kane.
Did the regular one scare you?
Just a regular, like, the regular, Muppets Go to Manhattan?
The non-Muppets version of Christmas.
Michael Caine acts his butt off in that movie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you would never be able to tell that he's starring opposite the Muppets.
Yeah. Yes, to answer your question, the Christmas Carol always scared me. Even Scrooged.
It's a scary story.
Yeah.
I love that
Jacob
story.
Marley.
Mm-hmm.
Really scary. The recently dead.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I had.
All right.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Let's hear what Kermit has to say, I guess.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX 221. I finally figured out a good reason to follow us and watch us on the stream. Because the listeners are sometimes funnier and many times dirtier than us.
Yeah.
Like, Joel just had a really good joke about the chickens, which we can't say on the air, but we featured it on the stream.
Yeah, it's perfectly fine on the internet.
Yeah.
Probably not so great.
You think that's going to change? Like, the next generation, I think they'll change the FCC rules to be a little less...
I doubt it.
No?
I mean, the logic of the rules that they have in place still stands, right? Because it can be literally broadcast out into the world and be picked up anywhere. Those are considered public airways.
But so can life.
No, I get it. But I mean, like, you know, an internet stream, you have to go to a link.
I get it. I'm just saying, like, do you think that we'll become less puritanical about, like, over-the-air radio, television, every kid can see it, but you can say the S word or you can say this or that?
Maybe. Maybe, but the broadcast networks still have the same rules, right? Yeah. They can't do on Fox TV what you can do on FX, right? In terms of language or nudity or anything.
Yeah. How long, if you could only die in a sudden accident, not from disease or old age, the average person would live to be how many years old?
Oh, if we take that out?
Yeah. The only way that people die are from accidents.
90.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Man, I think it's going to be more like 60 or 65.
Years old.
Yeah.
Well, by that logic.
We'd all be dead.
We'd all be dead before then, even. Like, most people would die, like, in their 50s by the freak accident. No, the answer, the real answer is probably closer to, like, 250, 300.
Brady's got a guess?
I really don't know. I'm sorry.
8,938 years old.
Whoa.
Wait, what?
Yeah. If we only died by accident, the average person, it would take them 8,938 years to die. By, like, shark attack or auto accident or anvil falling.
It would just have to be like random chance.
I misread the question.
They said the people who are especially lucky and beat the odds would live into their 40,000s.
Oof.
No thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd get bored.
It's a bit much.
Although, think about all the money you could make with all the stuff you know.
True.
True.
Young adults are eating bananas upside down. Remember when we did this one? Remember what the other side of the banana is called?
The butt.
The devil's
anus.
Yeah.
Yes.
Why eat it upside down?
Because that's how monkeys do it.
But,
and so they think that that's the most natural way to do it.
But the top like part this? Opens so conveniently with that little handle.
Agreed. Yeah. Maybe try it tomorrow.
What do you got to do to do the, open the
okay,
butt?
If you're eating the whole banana. Find the bell.
I find the dinner helps.
Maybe a movie. If you're eating the whole banana, what does it matter?
It's a more natural
way. Yeah, I don't understand. Yeah.
If you're eating the whole banana, what does it matter where you start from?
This is what I don't understand.
It doesn't matter whether you eat it top down or bottom up or whatever.
Well, that's... Is this just another thing where like young people are like, we just want to say we invented something and make it seem like a big deal?
Could be.
Did you see that? What? I don't know. It just feels like it's so much more inconvenient. You got this convenient little pop top and you're going to be like, nope, not doing that. I'm going to do it the hard way.
Hmm. Robert says you pinch the butt to open the banana. You need a knife to open with the handle.
No, you don't.
Been there.
The handle? You just beep and go. It's like a pop top can. You must be eating some green bananas.
Now, I like a green banana.
It's been a while since I ate a banana, and I'm trying to picture it. So the normal way is like the stalk where it comes off of the thing.
Yeah, you crack the stalk, and then you can easily peel it down. And,
gotcha.
Yeah.
How sensitive to brown are you?
Not a fan. On the like, if you open it, it's inside. I got to cut that part out.
A little brown's never hurt anybody.
Yeah. People. Like, oh, we're going to just do it upside down and make it seem like it's better. It's the same banana, dummies.
I really don't mind however way they want to do it, but to say that's the more natural way is
so
like
ridiculous.
Objectively stupid.
Well, they're doing the whole like, what has nature shown us? And the monkeys eat more bananas than we do, and they do it through the butt. And so...
All right, well, are you having an energy drink today, kids?
Oh,
nature didn't give us that. Like, what are you talking about?
Good
Very
one.
Very silly.
What's the more natural way to eat steak?
Raw.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
That's what a tiger would do. We should do it that way.
No, don't do that.
What sounds make you instantly angry?
I don't like hearing alarm clock sounds
outside of
one very specific instance, and that is when I am waking up. When I'm waking up, it's fine. They're necessary. But anytime
when else do you hear them?
Like if you're watching a movie or a TV show or something and an alarm clock is going off, I'm just like, nope, turn it off.
I would think that would be your least wanted time to hear it when you're waking up.
I understand that I have to hear it when I'm waking up because that's how I wake up. But like when I hear it outside of that, it's such a grating, terrible sound.
Phoebe has misophonia, where you can't stand mouth sounds and people coughing and snotting and things like that. I don't have that.
No, I can't think of like anything specific. I will say this. I don't like doorbells because they make my dogs bark.
Mm. The chirping of a dying battery is a bad one for me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the alarm battery thing. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of that.
Yeah.
Because you know it's just not going to stop.
A cat about to barf.
That's pretty bad.
That's a bad sound.
Actually, throw in dog, too. Any animal about to barf because you freak out.
Mm. Snoring.
Yeah.
Not great.
I can get that.
Doesn't make me instantly angry.
Yeah, but it would if it was waking you up 10 times a night. That's...
According to a new report, moving walkways are going away because the kiosks that they pass are losing business.
Oh, like at the airport?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Interesting.
Well, it's all about the kiosks, you know.
I like those moving walkways. I'd never been on one before. They're pretty cool.
You're leaving now. Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FMKMO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature dad hat and cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
X, time to talk to our pal Ricky Horton. Hello, Rick.
Hey, Dave. How are you? What's going on?
Good, man. I bet you're happy to get out of rainy Baltimore.
Oh, we were so happy, and I was so concerned that that wouldn't happen and that we would still be there today playing that final game of the series, which obviously great to get it in, great to win it, and I literally just missed my last putt on 18 and got to play golf today in Dallas, so that's the life of we'll have to get this on the travelogue TikTok, won't I?
Yeah. That's nice.
Where is it, Rick? We got to get your handle set up.
I don't have it yet. So Ricky H49 is Twitter, but I need to do the TikTok thing. I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll work on that, Wheels. You're in charge.
All right, let's go.
You know what I love about this team? You guys will totally get this. There are many teams, I can't think of one, but we know they exist, where you feel like you're watching a bunch of professional millionaires. And they are.
Yeah.
But this team, especially the other night when Gorman and Walker hit their back-to-back triples, and you saw that dugout, they look like they're 14 years old.
Yes, yes. And that's the fun part of the game. And I think people respond to that, which is, again, why we've been talking about, you know, you need to watch this team and see that it is different. I mean, they just are different than the last couple of years, like night and day. And you know, they're running out every ball. Those two triples could have been doubles easily. They should have been caught, first of all. But the fact that those guys were hustling all the way, it's just, you know, that's a sign of youthful enthusiasm and a culture that wouldn't let you get away with not doing that. So you could say, well, let's let's credit the coaching staff with that, but also, you know, some of the players that just wouldn't have it any other way, like Brendan Donovan is that way, and there are others as well.
And I love it. It's not just the emotion, but like if we're on a team and I struck out and Ricky's taking the mound and I say, pick me up, brother, they really do.
Right.
They pick each other
up. Yeah, and that is so true. It is, you know, I get questions from parents all the time in travel ball. It's like, you know, they talk bad about guys on their team. It's like, you can't do that. I mean, this is not really what a team is all about. You need to be rooting for your teammates, because if your teammates are better, you'll be better. You'll win more games, and, you know, iron sharpens iron. And that's the way, you know, professionals are, and these guys are acting like very good young professionals growing into their roles and growing into knowing how to win too, which, you know, I actually had the feeling, even though the Cardinals were down 3-0 in the last game in Baltimore, I knew they were going to win. Now, why did I know that? I knew that because of watching these guys play, and again, very different than the last couple of years.
So a question for you guys, then I'm going to turn it over to Wheels. About a third of the way through the season, All-Stars voting starts in a couple of weeks. Who do you guys like for the Cardinals? Who do you think has a shot?
Well, I'll start. I mean, Donovan should be an All-Star. I mean, Donovan is top three, top five in the National League in batting, leads the league in hits. He's a gamer. He plays great defense. Yeah, all that. I mean, he's you know, just a lot of good hitting with runners in scoring position. So he's clearly one. And then, you know, there's several guys. You know, there's an interesting question, very interesting question, because I brought up on the broadcast in the final game in Baltimore that we have so many players that are between 23 and 29 RBIs, like everybody is. So nobody's at 40, but everybody's got between 23 and 29. So it could be that some players would get overlooked because of that, because they're all just having good years, and it's kind of spreading the wealth a little bit. But I think Donovan's the first one that comes to my mind.
Yeah, I would put Mason Winn in the group because he's one of the best defensive shortstops, and he's above average offensively this year. Like he's been very good offensively, which helps. And I think we have to throw Libertor in this. He has to be under consideration for an All-Star spot.
I like all three of those choices. And, you know, I noticed, and I'm, you know, I have to be careful about saying this, because you never, I mean, you know, Gunnar Henderson's a great player, and so is Bobby Witt Jr.
Yep.
But you know, watching them play shortstop, I mean, they're just not, I mean, my opinion, they're just not Mason Winn. They're not the prototypical shortstop. They're the old school American League shortstop. They're the Cal Ripken and kind of the bigger guy that, you know, is just a, you know, really good offensive player and can play, you know, decent defense. Now, I know that Bobby Witt has been a Gold Glove guy and finalist and all that. And again, they're both great.
Yeah.
But I just think Mason Winn's better on the defensive side.
Do the Gold Glove guys make it through the season without an error, typically?
No.
So everyone's going to commit errors.
No. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought I heard that Mason didn't have any yet.
I'm not going to jinx him. You just did, but there's several guys.
Okay.
Let's talk about Brendan Donovan, because he made his first. We can talk about him now, but there's several guys that haven't made an error on the defensive side, and you know, so the other thing is, and we all know this with the baseball analytics, which I think has really helped us understand, kind of the average fan to understand what the baseball person already knows, is that it's beyond errors. It's what balls do you get to? Mason Winn makes the catch over his shoulder in the outfield better than any shortstop. He looks Ozzie Smith-like when he does that.
Man.
And I don't say that lightly, trust me. And, I mean, there's no other shortstop that makes some of those plays that he makes going away from the infield over the shoulder. And, you know, that doesn't show up in errors or not errors. That's just,
so true.
You know, that's the outs above average stuff and the defensive run safe.
Listener Joel makes a great point. He says, I think these guys have some grit, too. Kind of reminds me of the Blues team this past year. Arenado going into the stands. And the ovation afterwards was awesome.
Yeah, that wasn't that a fun moment? So the fact that he flies, that he's the flying Willindas, which nobody knows who that is. I made that reference.
I do.
Okay, you do. So he was not afraid because he knew there was a netting there, but the netting also, you know, kind of goes into the seat.
And the
metal's kind of hard. So it was not necessarily a safe move for him, but it was an important out in that game, and he wasn't going to be denied that. And, you know, if you're a pitcher, you know, you're so amped up about a guy playing that way behind you.
You know, a guy that won't be an All-Star because of the time missed is Ivan Herrera. But you mentioned the RBIs, Ricky. He has 26. The team lead is 29. He has played less than half the games of all of those other guys.
That's insane.
Yeah, right. Yeah, no, and so his impact has been great, and you know the fact that he's DHing now makes him puts him into the DH kind of role probably in terms of All Star. But you know the Cardinals need Yvonne Herrera; they need him in the middle of the lineup, and you know Wilson Contreras is important to the team, and Nootbaar is important. I mean, who's not really if you think about the lineup? And honestly, the guy I'm most excited about right now, but I'm tentative about it because I don't want to kind of pressurize this. But the at bats of Jordan Walker have been much much better the last 2 weeks.
We talked about this last night on Redbird Rush Hour, the last week, and that was before he had a hit last night. He's hitting .333 and slugging .500 for the last week. Now it's only five or six games, but you got to start somewhere. Yeah. So hopefully that's the beginning of something.
And the beginning to me is an odd thing to say, but I could explain it if I had video and we were talking about it sitting in a room. I like the way he's taking pitches better.
Yes.
I mean, when he's taking pitches, I'm going to say incorrectly, collapsing the back leg, opening up the front side. Mm-hmm. I mean, from a pitcher's point of view, you're out when you do that. And so when he takes a pitch where you see that he's timed up right, now you're afraid of the dude. And that's where we're getting to. He's starting to become a force now, and let's hope that continues.
You know, I agree with Joel who talked about grit. I mean, I agree that there's grit here. I think the difference between this team and last year's team, though, is they're just better. Like, Yvonne Herrera was not in the big leagues full-time last year. Donovan was coming off an injury, so didn't have a normal offseason like he did this year where he could just be a normal player. Mason Wynn's offense is better. Victor Scott is just better than Michael Ciani was last year. And, you know, it's again, not picking on Ciani, just saying, and you have a better bench that you can use.
Yeah.
Where a lot of the bench last year was kind of like only in case of emergency. I just think they're better overall, and they're a better pitching staff starting pitching staff with Liberatore stepping up and becoming a top of the rotation guy,
and some of those guys in the pen.
And Matt's in the pen. Matt's has only walked three guys in 33 innings, so I'll go ahead and jinx that one. But you've got two things at work, guys. You've got players that are better, maybe in some cases, but you also have players that themselves are better, which is when you win, that's what happens. And I've been about 1985 since spring training, and people have been kind of dismissing me on Twitter, which, you know, that never happens. But when I say try to compare it to a team in 85 that was not predicted, it was predicted to come in last place, but kind of outkicked their coverage because every player played better. Ozzie Smith was not a Hall of Famer going into 1985. Willie McGee was not an All-Star or a batting champion for sure into 85, but every player just got better at the same time. And when they get better at the same time and have their best years, you win. Tom Herr got better. Jack Clark got better. John Tudor got better. And I think you can say that about Liberatore. You can say that about Pallante. You can say that about just a whole bunch of Cardinals right now.
Ricky, when you know, teams always have belief, you know, for the most part. I don't even think I've run into teams that end up being near the bottom of the standings that don't think at the beginning of the year that they have a chance, right? There's always a belief that if we stay healthy, if this and that. When in your experience as a player and then observing, when do you know someone is what they are? I mean, are we deep enough in the season yet to say this is the Cardinals? They're on a 92, 93 win pace and this is sustainable, or do we have to go a little further?
I don't know that you're far enough along to be able to say that this is going to happen for 162 days. There's some things that you want to make sure continue to get better, like the bullpen is really coming into form, and the injuries always affect what we're talking about now, because an injury can totally derail that because you find out how deep you are or how deep you aren't at a certain position, and that kind of changes the formula a little bit. But you know, I think we've seen enough of certain players to realize, and maybe we've seen them realize that they're better than they thought they are, and they know it. And that's a big. I mean, Pedro Páez, you think he thinks he's a big leaguer right now? You better believe he does. And the way he's handling a pitching staff, he's not questioning, you know, should I be in the big leagues right now? It's like, how many games can I catch without, you know, wearing out is more the question. And I think that's a big turning point.
Rick, enjoy your day off, buddy.
Thanks, guys. Great to chat.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster.
and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Tomorrow's National Potato Day, which makes this Potato Eve.
Oh.
Very nice.
Yeah.
How do you celebrate Potato Eve?
Big baker. Big old baked potato. Salt on the outside jacket, butter, sour cream, little ranch. Chef's
kiss. Good call. Any bacon bits or anything?
I love
little cheese.
Old school bacon bits.
Okay.
The kind that break your teeth.
The kind that aren't actually bacon.
Yes. Yes. Loved bacon bits.
Oh, man.
You ever think about if we had not evolved ears, we would have no idea that sound exists. So what other things out there are there that we just didn't evolve a sensory organ for? It's the kind of thing you say when you're stoned.
How would we even know?
You wouldn't. Unless we find some technology you're like, oh, okay.
It would have to be an accidental discovery, though, right?
Pretty much.
Because I think that's
how
we...
be looking for it.
Right, because that's how we discovered, like, oh, my gosh, there are bands of light we can't see.
Oh, speaking of,
have you seen these
new contact lenses?
No.
They've created these contact lenses that, you know, we've all either looked through night vision goggles or we've seen it on television. Everyone looks bright green because that's infrared. And they've developed a new one that you can see red, blue, and green. And so it looks much more realistic. And you can see them with your eyes closed because infrared goes through your eyelids. And so if you wear these contact lenses, like at night, you can have your eyes closed and you can see almost as well as you see during the day.
That's so crazy.
Isn't that nuts?
so crazy.
Yeah.
So you could like, you could pretend you're asleep.
Right.
And somebody tries to surprise you like, I got you.
And I'm sure the government developed this. And it seems like, you know, when we saw the stealth fighter and the stealth bomber in the Gulf War, they had had that since, I think, like the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
We're always about 20 years, you know, lagging.
Our knowledge of it is usually a couple decades.
So if we know about this stuff, who knows what we really have?
Man, what do we really have? Can we travel in time? I don't think so, though, because if we could travel in time, we could fix some stuff.
Yes. Agreed.
But we're not fixing anything.
Which is why
we wouldn't know it, though, would we? Depending on how it works.
Yeah, because if 1,000 years from now, humans develop time travel and they are traveling back to our time, would we know it? Would maybe they figured out how to get rid of like the what's it called? You know, just the
paradox.
The paradoxes. Yes.
I would be curious to just learn if it's ever possible. What of those things is actually a thing? Right, like don't interact with your former self. I mean, like everything we know about those things is all from movies, so they're just made up rules.
Yeah,
it's like the vampire stuff. Like, oh, they don't like garlic. How do you know? What if they love garlic? What if you're just bringing them in?
I kind of take issue with you saying that if we didn't evolve ears, we would have no idea that sound existed. Because if there was like a large sound or a really loud sound, you can see that, like you can see like ripples of that. You know, we'd be able to figure out that something was going on, you know.
You could feel the big sounds because you can feel the vibration in your chest. But you wouldn't know it as a sound, though. Right. You would know it as a vibration. You would know it as a physical feeling.
Right. What do you mean you can see sound?
Or like if you're standing, I'm thinking of like in Jurassic Park, whenever the, I guess that's not sound. I guess that's the... vibrations. The T-Rex stomping on the ground.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you were near a lake and there was like a loud sound, you would see like ripples in the water or something, right?
You could, yeah. Yeah, if it's near water, you could definitely see that.
So then you could extrapolate, hey, there's something causing waves.
Right, right.
Right.
But I'm sure there's tons of stuff going on in reality that we have no idea.
Well, just look how many things we discover in the limited... number of tools that we have in space and all the things. Like every year we're finding things like, wow, we didn't know that existed.
Yeah.
Wow, what's that thing?
We would appreciate it if you guys would vote for us each day in the A-List Awards. It only goes for a couple of weeks. I'm doing my best. I'm voting for the Dave Glover Show like crazy.
Me too.
All you have to do, we have a click-through link on the Facebook page and just vote, and we appreciate that. Here we get it.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare.
all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.